Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody. This is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor. As you can imagine, since I'm assuming that you're tuning in to listen to the Buckeye Advisor. So welcome, everybody, whether you're listening on our podcast or on 94.5 The Answer today here in Dayton or wherever you may be listening on your streaming device. Welcome. Happy Saturday, and I want to bring along our awesome co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure. Matt, welcome back on this beautiful Saturday. How are you?
I am doing great, Woody. How's it going?
Doing well. It's been probably one of the nicest mid-August weather weeks I have ever seen that I can remember in the last several years, and it's just been phenomenal all week weather-wise. Very pleasant. Sunny, and we're only 2 weeks away from the Ohio State Notre Dame season opener in college football. So I'm sure it will be very sunny that day when the Buckeyes go home with a W.
There you go. I can't believe the countdown is on already to the college football season. It's just the year has just flown by so far. It feels like it should be spring, and here we are almost fall. It's crazy.
It is. I mean, we just started this program literally about 3 months ago, the very first Saturday in June. And that was our first air date. And, you know, I like to think that the content that we put out gets a little better each week with your help and your prodding and your kicks sometimes in my fanny to drag me along with you to the superstar level that you are already have attained.
if only that were true. I really appreciate it. But I do think that, you know, everything is getting better with each and every passing week here as we continue on telling folks about, you know, tips and strategies to help them make a better retirement for themselves. And as they get, closer to the time of retirement, making sure that they are prepared for it and making sure that they're getting advice from the right place when they get there, right? So that's really what we're talking about today. And I'm excited, Woody, because today is going to be part two of a series that we started last weekend about the SMART retirement plan. And this week, we're really going to talk about a lot about risk, right? About balancing risk. What do you want to keep in a safe investment where that principal is protected? What do you want to take maybe some risk with in your investments for the potential for bigger growth? But also, as we say, there's that risk. And also going to talk about tax consequences in retirement and all of that. So a lot of ground to cover, and it's going to be some great stuff for our listeners and some useful stuff as well.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't believe you already mentioned the naughty word on the radio of tax. But you know what? You knew that you would strike a nerve with me more than likely. And I'm just kidding, of course, everybody. Matt and I are great friends, and we enjoy interacting on the show in a fun manner. But you know, what you've said is right on the money. And you know, that's what it's about. We are proud to be part of the Retirement.Radio network. There are other advisors in different cities across this great USA that we live in that are part of the network, and everyone is doing a fine job. And I'm proud to be a part of this team of advisors that are out there trying to help people understand. You know, the funny part about it is so many people today, they can get information from the internet. They can get information from friends, relatives. And you know what they say about opinions? They're like noses, right? Everybody has one, and everybody's is different. And my wife, God love her, she really enjoys looking at people's noses for some reason. And she just really thinks it's the most amusing thing ever. And But, you know, it's like that. People, their opinions are always going to be different. But the funny thing is, everybody's own personal bias gets in the way of, you know, their advice to their friend, relative, neighbor, whatever. So, you know, we're encouraging people to consider working with a fiduciary advisor like myself. You know, the Series 65 license I've had from celebrating my 10th year with that license, been doing Medicare and insurance related things for about 14, 15 years now. As an independent fiduciary advisor, you know, my only sole goal in life is to help people go down the right path to prepare for retirement. Or if you're, you know, 50 and over, we want to get you ready for retirement. And if you're, you know, coming up closer to landing in that retirement zone sometime in the near future, or you're already in it, you know, perhaps with a lot of people, I come in as a second opinion and wind up able to show them some things that perhaps they were unaware of. As a one-stop shop, I'm able to help in different areas, multiple areas that can impact each other and provide a greater overall outcome during retirement. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what I have a blast doing every day in my professional career.
Yeah. And you do it on the air weekly as well. And on the interwebs, I guess you could say, as a podcast. Also, you can subscribe to the show, folks, anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all the biggies there. And you can subscribe to us. Just search The Buckeye Advisor. That's advisor with an O-R, by the way, at the end. And listen to us on demand. We'd love that. And we would love also for you to reach out to Woody, because we're not just here, you know, just to talk and just to, you know, have fun with each other on air, which is great fun. And I love doing that. But Woody is here to help you, as he was saying. And part of that is this offer that he has of a free full retirement plan consultation. Talk a little bit about that. Woody, you touched on it a minute ago, but tell our listeners a little bit more about exactly what that entails.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we try to tie into it relevant topics, Matt. As we gather information, we've got to pull in current events like, you know, the economy, inflation this year. We've had inflation for the last year or so, a little over a year now, that we haven't seen in 30, 40 years. And that's a scary thing. So, you know, if you're making plans and you don't take into account things like risk that you mentioned at the offset, or inflation that's coming in red hot still, although it did trickle down slightly from June's reading. So look, as an independent advisor, the only way I can help people is to really understand their entire situation. So that's the goal. You know, we just want to really do a great job of gathering information up front when I meet with people. And I meet with people via Zoom or in person. First of all, most people today, you know, we're kind of on the downward trend with COVID. They don't mind meeting in person. They actually prefer that, as do I. Certainly, we want to develop the rapport and really just get to understand each other. And, you know, are we potentially a good fit to work together? And, you know, if someone has unrealistic expectations, I'm going to give some feedback, you know, either in the first meeting or the second meeting. Going to gather information. We're going to try to figure out where they want to be versus where they are today. And what is the best path to help them accomplish the long-term goals? You know, how much income do you want at retirement? Or maybe the better question is, how much income will you need at retirement? Not what you want, but what you need. And if you want more and you can achieve it, that's great. And, you know, will your expenditures in retirement be under a proper level so that you can really enjoy retirement without modifying your lifestyle too greatly? Now, some people are perfectly fine with getting away with the bare minimum in retirement. Maybe they're going to read a lot of books. They're never going to travel. All those things. They just want the security of knowing they've got the income coming in and they got the assets preserved in some way or another, which we help with all of that as well, naturally in an investment advisory capacity. So, you know, it's a holistic approach. It's really getting to know the whole family. And a lot of times I meet with the beneficiaries, you know, which in a lot of cases, most cases are going to be the children of the client. I love that. And, you know, so we can keep the communication lines open from one generation to the next. So they know what mom and or dad is doing with their retirement. So everybody's on the same page. And, you know, if or when someone does pass away, I'm already acquainted with the beneficiaries. So we can make a smooth transition, you know, moving those assets. They're going to pass most of the time without having to go through probate, which is ideal. We don't like probate. That's another naughty word. So, you know, Matt, that's what I enjoy about the overall comprehensive service that I provide. And, you know, certainly depending on what we wind up doing when we work together, I'm going to get compensated. If it's on the insurance side, I'm going to get compensated by the insurance company, not out of pocket from the client. And, you know, naturally, the part that I work together with a client on their investment management side, which we have some fantastic programs there on our tactical money management strategies. You know, the way I get compensated is as their account does better, you know, I do better as well. So we share in the ups and downs, you know, of that advisory account. And, you know, that's the part that makes it all a team effort. And, you know, when you have a team effort and everybody's communicating well, that's a good strategy for success.
Absolutely is. And if you folks would like to contact Woody for that free full retirement plan consultation, it is at no cost to our listeners here at the Buckeye Advisor. You just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's the website. That's thebuckeyeadvisor, all one word, .com. Or you can call Woody today at 937-974-6201.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And of course, Woody, we like to share some financial knowledge and wisdom with our listeners here. And our quote of the week is a little bit different this week. You know, usually I think our two favorites have been either Ben Franklin
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
There you go.
I was thinking of a completely different name, and I'm like, wait, Warren Buffett. He's the really rich guy. Berkshire Hathaway. That's him. But yes, so it's either Warren Buffett or Benjamin Franklin. But this week, it actually comes from another great figure in American business, Henry Ford. Of course, founder of the Ford Motor Company, developer of the assembly line method of mass production. Very, very famous for that. And Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that's true.
It really is. You know, I couldn't have, you know, to have that saying just framed above my desk, I think would be a great thing. And I'm probably going to do it after this broadcast because it's been a while since I've heard it. But, you know, we've said it before, you know, having a positive mindset every day is a huge, huge key, I think, to people's success in business and just in life and being happy. You know, when you get up, there's always, you know, little aches and pains in the body as we get older. There's always something in the news that's negative. You know, sometimes it really just feels good. Turn off the news, whether it's CNN, whether it's MSNBC, whether it's Fox News, whatever it is, turn the news off. You know, read something positive, go outside, admire the trees and the birds and all that. So, you know, it truly, you know, when you think you can do it, that is the most powerful motivation for people and human history. And if people didn't believe they could do it, we wouldn't be able to fly. We wouldn't be able to drive cars, thanks to Henry Ford. All these amazing technologies that are out there today, the iPhone that people have and you know, the cell phones that act not only as a device to call your friends or neighbors, I mean, but to communicate, to get on the internet, to take beautiful pictures that you can remember and that are stored in some quote unquote cloud. So many great things, but you know, Henry Ford was amazing. And, you know, whether you're a fan of Ford cars is irrelevant. Henry Ford was extraordinary.
It was absolutely extraordinary. And just a remarkable mind and, you know, and a business acumen, you know, to use a fancy word, that really, you know, just revolutionized the way that so many things are done in this country and around the world. So, I mean, if you're going to get advice from someone, hey, you can do a whole lot worse than Henry Ford. So there we go with our quote of the week, sharing a little financial wisdom with you folks. As we continue now, Woody, with our Smart Retirement Plan series, you know, last week was part one, when we sort of set the groundwork, right? We talked about setting a vision for yourself and sort of then starting to plot out where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, and all of that. And we're sort of continuing down that road this week. And, you know, these, the first couple of topics that we're going to touch on, I sort of like to think of, you know, people having money to in their retirement and planning for their retirement in different buckets, right? Like you've got sort of the safe bucket. You've got maybe a little bit riskier bucket over here in sort of diversifying their investments for their retirement. The first sort of thing that we're going to talk about is smart safe. Now, talk about what we mean when we say smart safe.
You know, smart safe, Matt, we're really just referring to the fact that, you know, we're not saying if you're in bonds that you're dumb. So I don't want anybody to think that. I just think that when you're fighting a long history of people being told that this is the quote unquote model portfolio, you know, you're like a salmon swimming against a stream. So you're trying to swim upstream. So look, bonds have been good. They've been effective over the long run for a lot of people. We're not saying they're the evil things, but we are saying it's time to change the paradigm about bonds. And, you know, when you have a growing inflation rate that does not look to be cooling dramatically in the foreseeable future, I know a lot of people that are listening right now, if you're driving to Home Depot or you're going to pick up something from Walmart or Kroger, look, people don't want to hear that inflation is going to be around for a while, but I'm here to tell you, sometimes you need to, you know, prepare for the worst. You know, right now, even though gas prices have gone down a little bit, inflation's not going anywhere. So that's a bad thing for bonds. And, you know, as inflation rates go up and bond prices, you know, struggle and current bond portfolios struggle this year, they've been down 10, 12, 15%. It's not a good thing. So, you know, they're not the safe haven from a rough stock market that they used to be. So, you know, we're encouraging people to keep in mind that simply bonds are not the automatic go-to. And, you know, they were always considered quote unquote safe and the bedrock of stable retirement income. But look, over the last 20 to 25 years, things have changed. And, you know, things like fixed indexed annuities have come into play. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about those in a second. But, you know, right now in the foreseeable future, there's going to be more rate hikes by the Federal Reserve this year. September is going to be another one, 50 to 75 basis points. I think probably 75. And I think we'll probably see another one probably this year as well, 50 basis points, and possibly even into next year until they really feel they've got inflation under control. And so, you know, bonds are paying low rates. Bond prices fall as interest rates go up. There's just a lot of things, you know, you can buy, you know, people buy bonds in varying lengths of time, you know, from 1 year to 10 years, and they go all the way up to 30, 40 years. So you don't want to tie up your money that long, do you? Right. I mean,
that can be, especially as, you know, volatile as the bond market has been, as you said, even this year being down in the double digits percentage wise, it's a scary proposition to just sort of find yourself at the mercy of the bond markets over that long of a period of time. Because, you know, we often say, you know, you certainly have to have patience and, you know, investments of certain types will grow over the long term. But, you know, I mean, as far as a tool, as you say, to protect yourself against a volatile stock market or a down stock market, you know, the performance of bonds, especially this year, you know, we've had all this volatility in the stock market, and then the bond market has also had a lot of volatility. So it, not necessarily the best way to protect you, you know, short term, long term, whatever term.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and like you said, you know, just very quickly about the stock market, you know, we have decades on our side of history. And, you know, in fact, I saw something recently that I thought I would share with our listeners today. The last 10 years ending December 31st at the end of 2021, if you put $100,000 in and you waited 10 years, at the end of that, it would be worth $239,000. Okay. Wow. And that was assuming that you stayed invested the entire time. If you missed the 10 best days in the trading days of the market during that 10-year cycle, your money would only be worth $147,000. So wow. 239, almost 240 versus 147. And if you missed the best 40 days, it would only be worth 78,000. You would have actually lost 22%. So I say that because people, when I run into people that do it themselves, and we have everybody, you know, all the do-it-yourselfers, DIY shows on the home improvement channels and all that, that are fun to watch when you're talking about doing a house. But look, in the market, people that try to do it themselves, you know, the problem with that is they get emotional, they get sensitive, they get concerned, their spouse starts yelling, we've lost more money, what are you going to do? You better get out. So there's a lot of things that go into play, and the value of having an advisor that can help you with safety for part of your portfolio is worth about 4.5%, according to a study that I saw also the other day this week. So look, think about using an independent fiduciary advisor to help protect your portfolio. Not all of it's going to be completely safe, because you got to have some risk. You got to have some smart safe, and you got to have some smart risk. But, you know, back to the safety, the fixed indexed annuity market now, you know, is still considered a long-term investment. You know, you've got some things to deal with. You can put it all in at once. If your money is in a savings account making next to nothing at the bank, why not park some of it in a fixed indexed annuity, you know, or just, you know, just a regular plain vanilla fixed annuity even, you know, is something to consider. So all those things with great returns that have principal protection, that is the name of the game for some of the money that you have, if for anything else, for peace of mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, my clients have told me this year, especially those that have a chunk of their money with fixed indexed annuities, you know, the gratitude is there. You know, Woody, thankfully you told me to put some of my money in this as we ride out these choppy waters of the stock market this year, right?
Yeah. It's just a, you know, as you say, a more secure way to keep that money safe. That's what we mean, you know, a lot by smart safe. And there are different options as well, as you say. You know, there are regular fixed annuities, and those are the ones that pretty much everything that you need to know about what's going to happen with your money is written right there in the contract when you establish that fixed annuity, right? You know the return that you're going to get. But then when you talk about a fixed indexed annuity, it's tied to some sort of index, maybe the S&P 500, maybe a Barclays index, maybe a Credit Suisse index. There's a Credit Suisse AI index that takes into account a lot of different variables that I am not nearly smart enough to list right here and right now. There are a lot of different opportunities for investment there that offer some growth and some substantial growth potentially while protecting that principal investment. And depending on the annuity and how things are laid out in the contract, protecting a lot of that interest growth from period to period as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfectly said, Matt. I mean, we're not suggesting that a fixed indexed annuity, just because it's principal protected, is going to basically give you pretty much nothing in return, like a savings account at the bank or like your CDs at the banks. We're not saying that at all. We're saying this is a smart, safe play with a portion of your money. And the long-term reward is potentially very, very good returns. And believe me, I've been doing fixed indexed annuities for 12 and a half years. And I've got client after client after client that when they see their annual statements, you know, when that index is doing well and the overall market's doing well and their index is performing as it does most of the time, they're shocked at how much they get. And that's a good kind of shock. It's not sticker right. shock from when you're buying a car or you open your restaurant at a new, you're open your menu at a new restaurant you've never been to and you see the sticker shock of the prices. So we're saying principal protection tied together with inflation protection. If the money is not in an IRA today or a 401k, it's going to get tax deferred growth. So very, very smart play to protect some of your money. And, you know, that's what we're here to, you know, a couple things, peace of mind, and also to provide creative strategies that are going to help you get where you want to go.
100%. And folks, this is the Buckeye Advisor. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. Woody, it's just about time actually to take our first break of the show. Our time is flying by once again this week, but a lot more to talk about, folks, on the other side when it comes to our Smart Retirement Plan series. We've covered Smart Safe. We're going to cover the Smart Risk portion of our discussion in just a few minutes after we come back from the break, and also Smart Tax. We'll talk about this week in history and some big, big things that happened there, and everybody's favorite part of the show, the dad joke of the week. All that coming up right after this. Stick around. It's the Buckeye Advisor. Much more to come.
You're listening to the Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor himself, the man of the hour here on the radio and on our podcast. You can get the show as a podcast wherever you subscribe to them. Or you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is the website for the show. A lot of great info there, and you can catch up on all the past episodes as well. Well, Woody, it is time for, I think, at least I know my favorite part of the show. I think I've said this before, but I know we get listeners telling us all the time that this is their favorite part of the show as well.
Sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
Matt, how do you catch a unique chicken?
A unique chicken. Well, I don't know. I don't think I've ever caught a regular run-of-the-mill chicken, so I won't know how to catch a unique one.
Well, the answer would be unique up on him. That is another solid dad joke brought to you by the Buckeye Advisor. I do take full credit and or blame, whichever is appropriate in your own mind.
That one might be a little bit of blame, but hey, I love it. Gosh. I love it. Unique up on him. Oh, goodness.
It's This Week in History.
Woody, a lot of great and very monumental things happened this week in history. And I know you have got the first one here, and it's a biggie.
It is a biggie, Matt. And you know, it's unbelievably difficult to believe, but it's very certainly true. August 14th, 1935. So this week in history, the U.S. Congress enacted the Social Security Act. They went on to establish a permanent national age-old pension system through employer and employee contributions. It was enacted by the 74th Congress and later signed by Franklin D. Roosevelt himself, FDR. Hard to believe that the Social Security Act was done in 1935. But of course, at that point, I think we've hit on it once or twice before, the average age of someone in the U.S. to live was about age 60 or 61. So they didn't really have much intent on paying those benefits out.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, now people are, you know, 100th birthday used to be a very rare thing. It's getting more and more common these days. So there you go. But yeah, and it's huge. And we'll actually talk a little bit more about Social Security a little bit later on in the show, Woody, when we do a little piece that I put together about the cost of living adjustment for this coming year and the projections about that, how much it might be, and maybe some unintended consequences of it as well. But yeah, it's hard to imagine a world without Social Security, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later on. But also this week in history, a big one in my book anyway, on this date back in 1987, the hit movie Dirty Dancing was released in movie theaters here in the U.S. Of course, the film starred Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey as well. It earned $214 million worldwide. It was the first movie to sell more than a million copies on home video, which I didn't know. But I can kind of see why. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the day when that movie came out, it was, you know, it was all the rage.
Oh, wow. I know. And, you know, being his dance instructor for that movie was not an easy job, and trying to remain anonymous. But, you know, I've waited till the right moment to share that with the public.
Until 30, almost 35 years later. Yeah, 35
exactly.
years later. There you
That's
go.
Right. I was only 22 when I was teaching. I'm just kidding about that. I was not his dance instructor. But phenomenal movie. You know, that was back in the day, Matt, when we actually walked into a video store and yeah. looked at the inventory and tried to decide what movie we wanted to rent or movies for a couple of days. And we knew we had to return, so we didn't pay a late charge.
Yeah. One of my first jobs actually in high school, I actually worked at a Blockbuster Video, which is now pretty much gone the way of the dinosaur. I think there may be one Blockbuster Video left in the kind of like a small town somewhere. But yeah, I remember those days fondly, and I remember how upset people would get when they were charged late fees when they brought their videos back late.
Unbelievable. One more to talk about, Matt. On this date in 1909, this week, the first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The speedway was built on 328 acres of farmland, 5 miles northwest of Indianapolis, Indiana. It was originally founded by a local businessman for testing purposes pertaining to the automobile industry. And the rectangular 2.5 mile track links four turns, each exactly 440 yards from start to finish.
Wow.
Pretty amazing statistic.
Yeah. And I didn't even know that it was originally for, you know, auto testing purposes. That's really cool. And then obviously has been repurposed since then and is just legendary. This week in 1909, holding its first race.
My wife is from Indianapolis, so it's near and dear to heart. She's a huge racing fan, and I had the privilege of attending Carb Day, I think they call it, a few years ago when we first started dating. Very, very neat to watch those cars scream by. Of course, we have to wear ear protection, but man, it's just an American tradition, like you said. Memorial weekend, phenomenal race. The winner always chugging milk, and 500,000 people there going crazy, probably acting like they don't normally act during business week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Letting loose a little bit, but for good reason. You know, it's an American institution. So that's a look at, folks, at some of the things that happened this week in history. And as we continue the show here, Woody, we're going to continue our Smart Retirement Plan series. You know, we talked about Smart Safe, right? And particularly focusing on things like fixed indexed annuities or fixed annuities as a safer place to keep your money where that principal is protected, right? But we also want to talk now about some smart risk. And there are a few different ways that you can take risk, but still be smart about it to sort of set the stage for this part of the conversation, if you will, Woody.
You know, we've mentioned, Matt, you know, when I sit down with folks and I explain to them really how the couple of different ways that we can divvy up their money to smart safe is one side of the equation. The other side is smart risk. And, you know, we all know ultimately, you know, what's one thing that I try to live by. And one thing I've heard that I think is a great way to consider the financial piece of your life, it's not what you make, but it's what you keep. Mm. So there's a world of companies that have come through, that have been on fire, that have unfortunately flamed out in a bad way. And so, you know, always trying to chase the highest return is not a good trait to have as an investor, because people are always looking for the next big thing. trading. Yeah. And I think a lot of day traders that try to do it themselves, or just, you know, people that do their own portfolio structuring, they're trying to find the next big thing. But look, and people have a hard time giving up that control. So, you know, when you have an advisor like me that's going to be there to explain things and help you understand the smart risk strategies, you know, we've got things like structured notes, you know, that we've talked about and we'll continue to talk about because they're doing a phenomenal job for my clients as part of their smart risk strategies in their portfolios because, you know, there's a little bit of risk involved, but the payoff is really solid on a consistent basis. And it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out exactly how they work. The terms are very easily understood. And I want all my clients to understand, here's where your money is being invested based upon how much risk you just told me in your risk profile questionnaire that we went over. Here's strategies that fit, and we're going to do more than one strategy. So we're not all in one spot. And then, you know, we're going to manage that portfolio accordingly. And, you know, we've got a team of strategists and analysts that, you know, that do nothing all day long but follow the market. And so we're going to make tactical money management, tactical asset allocation decisions that are actively done. We're watching them all the time. And as an investment advisor, I get up every day. The first thing I do when I log onto my computer is I check the markets and I check our client accounts and how they're doing. My money is invested right alongside my client money in my own account. So, you know, I share in a lot of the strategies that I recommend for clients. And, you know, I don't know if most advisors share that information. I may not tell you exactly where everything I've got is, but I'm going to tell you where most of it is. And it may not be appropriate for everybody depending on their age group, but you know, we're looking for smart risk, and that involves doing it in a way that's tactical, that keeps an eye, that looks for value in the market. It looks for statistical anomalies and pricing anomalies in the market and different sectors of the market. So it's an overall comprehensive look at where things are in the market compared to the past, where it's going, which segments are going to benefit from these current economic conditions, and which ones are less likely to benefit. So all those things, and you know, and we're doing it to accomplish, we want to reduce your risk. That's what it's about. We want to reduce your risk, but we want to increase your returns, and we really want a portfolio that's diversified. And you know, diversification is probably overused in a lot of cases. But, you know, in this case, it's not only diversified, but it's balanced. And the big thing that I love is my clients understand why they're in what they're in. And it's not, I don't have to give them a 12-page disclosure that says, here's what's going on in your account. You know what I mean?
Right. And then their eyes just kind of glaze over as they're looking over it and trying to understand. But and that diversification in this context is really important because we've talked about already a few different ways to diversify, right? Because we talked about the fixed index annuities or fixed annuities, other different kinds of annuities available as well, you know, MIGAs and multi-year guaranteed annuities and those other types of vehicles that fall under that space as being a safer place to keep your money and protect that principal and protect a lot of that growth as well, no matter what the market does. And then you've also got the smart risk category, but you've got some diversification within the smart risk category as well. Because as you said a moment ago, you're not just going to, you know, use one strategy and put all your eggs in that basket. No, you want to break it up. You want to make sure that even within that sort of smart risk bucket that your money goes into, maybe you've got some little mini buckets in there of different investments that are really going to diversify things and help you get better results than you would have otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. You know, within that risk bucket, you know, we're going to have some, let's say, cups of investments, you know, that are, you know, and it may be three or four, it may be a couple of more than that. It just depends on the actual client and, you know, what they need and what they're comfortable with. So, you know, the name of the game that I enjoy about it is, you know, part of the money's protected in a very smart way where we're not risking principal. And if the market's down 20% that year, the portion of your assets, whether it was 20 or 30 or 40% that was in that fixed index annuity, guess how much it was down? Zero. You know, and in that case, Matt, we've talked about it before, zero is a hero for that part of your assets. And we're not afraid to say that. And, you know, for people that don't consider that as a viable alternative in one of their overall planning strategies, you know, they're kind of missing the boat. Those also pass to beneficiaries, you know, without going through probate as well. Yeah. So whether that is in an IRA or whether it's a non-IRA, it's going to pass directly to the beneficiary, no probate involved. And, you know, let's face it, we want to protect the asset while you're living. We also want to protect it after that, because if you go to probate, that's a problem. It's long. It's expensive. I've heard nightmares. They last from 6 months to 12 months. The attorney can get fees, you know, in the 5% to 8% range on that estate. So lots of concerns about going to probate and the cost. And guess what? Probate is also very public. Yeah. A lot of people like to keep what's going on behind the scenes. They want to keep it private, and I don't blame you. That's what I would prefer to do as well. So probate is expensive, very lengthy, and also very public. And you know, those are three things that we want to avoid. That's why we talk about a living trust over the last episode or two. I've worked with an attorney that's extremely talented at putting together a living trust, very, very reasonable as far as cost goes. And that living trust is going to accomplish the fact that we're going to protect those assets. We're going to lead you in the right path. We're going to make all that you've put together throughout your life and work so hard to keep in the family and to keep it being directed where you want it to go. That's the only reason you need a living trust. And having an attorney that can help with that is a huge asset. So I would encourage you, give me a call if you don't have a living trust and you've got some assets. You want a second opinion, 937-974-6201 is my direct cell number. Give me a call. If I don't answer, leave me a message and I will get back to you. Of course, I'm busy during the week, but never too busy to talk to new people. And, you know, that's the beauty of this job, is we want to help as many people as we can protect what they've got.
Well, I am sorry to say, Woody, that I have that bad word to share with you again, that I said it earlier and here it comes. I'm just preparing you ahead of time.
Oh.
Tax.
I knew it was coming, at least. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, there we go. It's that bad word once again that nobody likes, but we're helping folks navigate the tax problem here in a smart tax strategy as they're planning for their retirement. So that's kind of the last piece of the smart retirement plan that we'll cover today, is smart tax. So lay out what that means to be smart about your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Matt, I mean, we're never going to tell people, you know, in most cases that you can avoid taxation on your assets or your income. There are very rare occasions when you can avoid it altogether. And, you know, one of those rare occasions is with an indexed universal life insurance policy. And that is a rare case where you can pay premiums into it and build a cash value over the long run based upon the returns on an index that that policy is built upon, and potentially withdraw from it on a tax-free basis later on in life as you get into your retirement lane, you know, coming up on it or in it. So that's one of the rare cases we've talked. We want to help people minimize taxes, okay? That's the goal. You can't avoid them altogether with rare exceptions. But if we can help people save money on taxes, that's a win, because who would you rather have the money? Would you rather keep it in your pocket or in your accounts? Or would you rather send it to this very wasteful, very crazy government that just passed an Inflation Reduction Act that has a tax credit up to $7,500 for people that buy electric vehicles, when currently 70% of the electric vehicles or EVs on the market do not qualify for that tax credit? Would you rather have that crazy government get your tax money, or would you rather keep it and pay less taxes? I think that for most people, that's an easy answer.
Yeah, there you go. I think for most folks, that would be the answer, as well as keeping that right there in their pocket. And that's sort of what the goal is here when we talk about smart taxes, keeping as much of it as you can anyway. And you spoke about tax exempt or, you know, tax free money, with an indexed universal life policy being one of those things, a Roth IRA also being something that falls into that category as well, as an individual retirement account, a Roth IRA. And then there's also this, concept of tax deferred money. So explain kind of the difference between tax exempt and tax deferred for folks.
Tax deferred, it means, you know, like I just said a minute ago, we're not going to avoid the taxation, but we're trying to set it up in the most favorable circumstance to pay the taxes that are going to be due. So, you know, for example, somebody left the job, they're in their 50s, they left the job of 20 years, they have a pretty good size 401k at the old place. Does it make sense to convert that old 401k to a Roth IRA today? Because the tax consideration is going to play a role in that. So we also have income tax people that I work with that can help understand the implications of converting all or part of that 401k into a Roth IRA. Most people believe that tax rates are going to increase again. We already know that at midnight, December 31st, 2025, that's the sunset provision for previous tax rates to return unless Congress acts to change them. So we know there's going to be a tax increase 1/1/2026, no matter what, unless they go back and extend it further. So in retirement or pre-retirement, the least amount of taxes you can pay, the better. And if you can convert eventually to something that's going to pay you money later on, potentially tax-free, because you were willing to convert it in a one-time or multiple-year changeover or conversion, now that's smart tax planning. And we help people do that. We help them understand the implications of if we do it all at once or if we do it over a 2 or 3 or 4 year period. And when you have people like that, I have a team of people that I work with, professionals that I bring into the picture to work on each case. And we're going to come back with strategies that are going to help them, you know, whether it be tax deferred, tax exempt, we're going to come up with a strategy that's going to really give them the best bang for their money. Yeah. And that's what it's about is, you know, like we said before, more money in your pocket versus paying that extra money to the good old Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of more money in people's pockets here, Woody, I teased this a little bit earlier, but before the end of the show today, we wanted to share it with our listeners, and that is the fact that there are going to be some changes as far as a cost of living adjustment. That's a yearly thing that happens with Social Security benefits as they're paid out. And that's tied to, of course, inflation and the cost of living. That's why it's called a cost of living adjustment, right? So there was a report that came out recently about what seniors could see and retirees could see in their checks or their deposits from Social Security next year because we've had inflation running really high. Let's take a listen to this piece that I put together for the show today. We'll chat about it for just a second on the other side before we have to wrap things up. Here's a little look at the cost of living adjustment for Social Security.
Social Security will get a big cost of living adjustment next year, but there could be some consequences you might not have considered. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. A new report by the Senior Citizens League says Social Security beneficiaries could see a cost of living adjustment, or COLA, as high as 10.1% next year. The reason? Inflation running at a 40-year high.
This is a very, very unusual and unprecedented pattern of inflation that we're experiencing.
Mary Johnson with the nonprofit group told WFTS-TV that surveys show inflation has caused about half of Americans to spend their emergency savings, and people are carrying more debt on their credit cards. So the highest jump in Social Security payments since 1981 would be a good thing, right? Well, Johnson says it's better than no increase, but there are some things to be aware of.
In fact, you can get penalized. If you think your tax liability is going to be 10% more next year than you're paying now, you could be penalized if you don't send in estimated payments or have more money withheld.
She told the TV station the increase would not be enough to cover a jump in Medicare Part B premiums, which are taken directly out of Social Security checks. And she says higher incomes mean some seniors could no longer be eligible for some other government benefits.
And then a whole 15% were made ineligible because their incomes increased over the income limit for food stamps or rental subsidies or the programs in their area.
So what should you do? Johnson says prepare now. Talk to a financial advisor to help you get ready ahead of time and contact local nonprofits if you need help paying bills. So are you prepared for the unintended consequences of a larger Social Security check? That's a key question to consider as inflation impacts all our lives. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife,
I'm Matt McClure.
So yeah, Woody, it's something that we see a lot every year. As a matter of fact, that cost of living adjustment for Social Security this time around, a bigger one because of inflation, but there could be, you know, those potential consequences in there that people might not be thinking of that could really wreak havoc on their finances during a time known as retirement that we talk about a lot, where they don't need havoc to be wreaked on their finances.
That's right. You know, a 10% increase, if it does happen, would be phenomenal for all those on Social Security, and all those people deserve it. And, you know, being well aware of Medicare rules and Medicare costs and Medicare plans, I've been doing those for 14 years. You know, that's another part of my practice on the insurance side that ties together very well with the money side, because the Medicare Part B, there is a chance it may not increase. There, I have seen talk that it may actually drop $8 or $10 for next year. That would be a welcome drop if it happens. But also, as annual enrollment period comes up on October 15th, I'm super excited to help more and more people make sure they're in the right Medicare plan as well. So, you know, the overall combination of insurance and money and being able to find savings across different parts of the investment spectrum and the family's overall picture, you know, that's why I think I bring a lot to the table for people to consider to talk with me.
100%. And to find out more, folks, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor, all one word, .com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. Well, our time has flown by once again this week, Woody, but I have had a great time and I look forward to doing it again next time around.
I have had a wonderful time as well, Matt. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you. And I want to thank all the listeners as well as the station that has us on air each week. It has been a phenomenal response so far. We're looking forward to helping many people for a long time to come. And I want you to have a great rest of the weekend, everybody that's listening. And you too, Matt.
Thanks, Woody. You too. And we'll see you next time, everybody, on the Buckeye Advisor.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.